blunders. So far tonight, they have been pretty comfortable at the offensive end. They've thrown the ball away six times. Grizzlies have 11. 34-29 starts the second half. Starters for the Grizzlies again, Lucas Prola. Kamari Vincent along with Kyle Germany, Herky Vanami, and Carlos Paul. Last half at home. Let's get after it and do something good. Break this 11-game losing streak. And by the way, if the Grizzlies win this game, I believe that would be career win 400 for Jared Faye. I think that's right. Here we go, second half. Raider basketball. They've got the lead, 34-29. Grizzlies starting straight man-to-man. Starters for both teams. They'll double-team the ball. Raheem Moran inside, back inside, out. Sellers shoots the three from the wing. Good. Anthony Sellers, second field goal, and it's quickly a 37-29 lead. Right side, Lucas has got a wide-open three, and it won't go. And the rebound is Sellers for the Raiders. But if you're Lucas, you got to keep shooting it. You have to keep shooting the basketball. Sellers post up inside, turns, drop step, layup, good. And it's 39-29. Sellers with five early points in the second half. Kamari Vincent. Lucas hands it back to Urji Hanami. Kyle Germany now, double team, and it just gets hammered out front by Raheem Moran, and that'll be his first foul. Grizzlies look for their first points of the second half. It would appear the Raiders are intent on using Anthony Sellers more in the second half. Kamari Vincent feeds inside. Layup good as he dished it off underneath, and there's Carlos Paul, and he adds seven, 39-31. Here's Sellers. He'll pull up and shoot a three from the point. No good. Rebound Urji Hanami. It'd be beneficial for both teams to try to get the ball to the rim more. Kyle Germany has it out front. On the left wing, Carlos Paul on the left baseline. Back out it goes. Lucas Prola dribbles in, steps through, trap, puts it high off the board. No good. And bad break. That ball wouldn't fall. Rebounded by the Raiders, and they come back up the right side of the key all the way in. Lost it out of bounds. Turnover on Three Rivers on Kyle Edison. Our shooting has been so poor tonight, we're very, very fortunate that Three Rivers hasn't opened this gap up a little bit more. Now we need to take advantage of the chance and cut it down a little. Lucas Prola has it. Left side, Kyle Germany beats his guy on the baseline. Goes up, lays it up and good. Our guards are a little bit bigger than most of the Three Rivers guards, and they're quicker. So that kind of thing's available. Take it to the basket, 39-33. Moran on the right point will take it to the free throw line and pull up. Now back outside, Demetrius White, back to Moran on the baseline. Here's Sellers, drop step, follow away, jump shot from 12, no good. Rebound inside, put back up and good by Caleb Young. Young has 14. It's 41-33. Lucas Prola, front court, left corner. Kyle Germany over to Urji Hanami. Crossover dribble, backs his way down, in, turns, faces, shoots off the board, and good. Urji Hanami with a big shot. And we'll get timeout called by the Grizzlies with 17:04 to play. In the second half, the Raiders lead the Grizzlies 41-35. Back in 30 seconds on Katie White. Well, the Raiders scored the first 5 points in the second half. The Grizzlies have rallied, and the Raiders have outscored them 7-6. So that lead at the half, which was 5, is now 6. 41-35. Demetrius White on the inbound play gets it in to Faheem Moran, and here we go the other way. Grizzlies on defense. It would appear back to a man-to-man. Faheem Moran over on the right point, Demetrius White. And note, we're playing zones. 2-3 zone on the right side, illegal screen, and that's a foul on the Raiders. Fahim Moran, that's his second. We played 3 minutes, 12 seconds of the second half. The Grizzlies trail by 6. Lucas Prola out on the right side, top of the circle. Dribbles that way to the left. Now Urgy has it to the point to Kyle Germany. Puts it on the deck, drives in, lost his balance, got fouled. And that'll be team foul 3 on the Raiders already here in the second half. First foul on Jamani Charles for the Raiders. Lucas Prola on the inbound play. Gets it in to Carlos on the left baseline. He's matched up with Caleb Young. Takes it to the middle, leans in, puts it up. No good. Got his own rebound off the board. Puts it up and in. Attaboy. He's a horse at 6'5". 41-37. Grizzlies down 4. Raiders basketball. Jamani Charles to the left point. Lob pass to the free throw line. Whip it to the right corner. Sellers with a 3, and that's good. Sellers makes it 44-37. The shooting is improving. Lucas Prola now for the Grizzlies to the point. Long 3 straight on. No good. Rebound, though. Carlos Paul for the Grizzlies. Down the corner, a catch and shoot for a 3. No good. Rebound inside. Up and good by Lionel Kimwimba as the Grizzlies are crashing the boards. 44-39. Sellers out front. You'll have to stay on him. He's the guy that's getting stuff done. Bad pass. He threw it away. So that's the 10th turnover. That's the 9th turnover on the Raiders tonight. Grizzlies have done a much better job taking care of the basketball in the second half. But you look out there and you realize why. You got Lucas Prola on the court running the offense and taking better care of the ball. Left side, Kyle Germany dribbles in, gets hung up, lost the ball, loose basketball, got it back. Now fumbled out of bounds, it'll be Three Rivers basketball. Javian Downey will come in for Kyle. Raiders have it. Well, that's tough because you get the ball with a chance to cut into the lead, but you don't take advantage of it. Fahim Moran on the right side. He'll fake the pass back out. Jamani Charles now at the point. Fahim Moran backs his guy down. Turns on Kendon Peebles. He traveled with the ball. Good defense, Kendon. Robert Alexander checking back in for Three Rivers, the guard. And the Grizzlies have J.B. Downey bringing it up along with Carlos Paul. Lucas Prola, Kenan Peebles, Lionel Kimwimba. Lionel, bounce pass, J.B. Downey. Off the screen, Lucas catches, drives in, left-hand floaters, an air ball, tipped up, picked up inside, put up, no good by Lionel Kimwimba, and he'll shoot 2. So a chance to cut it to 3, perhaps. You just tell by watching Lucas just how rusty he is. He's been riding the bike to try and stay in shape, but doesn't like playing in the game. Free throw, Lionel Kimwimba. First free throw is good. Lionel has proven to be a very reliable free throw shooter. Lionel makes it 44-40. It's a 4-point game. Lucas Prola, J.B. Downey are the guards. And the next free throw is no good. Rebound long to the far left corner. Picked up by Demetrius White. Back come the Raiders. Coach Fay urges his defense to get their hands up. Nearly got a deflection there. It did, but picked back up by the Raiders. Another ball deflected. Alexander in the corner. Nearly walked with it. Now gets it out front. Charles drives in all the way. Right-hand scoop layup is good. And we've got a player down on the floor, and that is Anthony Sellers for Three Rivers. Tremonti Charles with the lay-in. Sellers will have to come out of the basketball game. So he'll limp to the bench and sit in the floor. 46-40. 14:09 to play. Second half, Grizzly basketball. When we played this team here back in early January, it went overtime. Caleb Young made a shot at the horn in overtime to win by one. Three Rivers. Here's a drive up and around and a whistle, and evidently Jamie and Downey on the drive on the baseline stepped out of bounds. Three Rivers plays the ball in quickly. And in the front court, 46-40. Charles over on the right side, Demetrius White. To the left point, Caleb Young. Thought about shooting, drives, ball deflected. Charles has it in the left corner. Picked up by Lucas Prola. Dribbles out, left wing, cross court to the right wing. Right point pass, here's a three in the air, no good. Long rebound picked up by the Grizzlies, and here's Kendon Peeble. In the front court, circles at the free throw line, dribbles it out. Now over to Kamari Vincent. Drives in, lost it all the way. Picked back up, and Lionel Kumwimba lays it in. Wasn't planned, but boy, it worked really well. 46-42. Lionel is pretty reliable, being in the right spot at the right time. Charles out front, ball knocked away, stolen away. Prola gets it, and the Grizzlies have control. Kamari Vincent now with it. Kamari thinks about it, over to Prola on the left side. Drives left baseline. He hook passes it back to the left point. Kamari spins to the middle. Goes up, right-hand scoop shot. No good. Rebounded by Caleb Young for the Raiders. And we'll have a foul call on the Grizzlies. As DJ Prater got the rebound. 46-42. The foul's on Lionel Kumwimba. That'll be his second foul for the Grizzlies. Carlos Paul comes in laughing. Lionel had DJ Prater tied up in knots. Reaches around him for the ball. Well, it's kind of funny, actually. Carlos is back in the game with 9 points. Let's see if he can get involved again on the interior. He has been so good around the basket all season long. Moran in the middle, pump fake, got away with a walk, shoots the ball, no good. But foul will be called. Moran got away with one there, I do believe. The foul will go on the Grizzlies, Kendon Peeble, his second. Should be two shots with 12:27 to play. 46-42 Raiders by four. Free throw is no good. Moran is 2 out of 4 from the line. Raiders have been really good at the line tonight. 9 out of 12. Free throw is no good. Rebound, Kendon Peeble. That might be worth filing away. He's only 2 out of 5. Kendon out front. Let's get a 2 here and cut it to 2. Kendon Peeble to the left wing, Javian Downey. To the right wing, Kamari Vincent. Three Rivers in a 2-3 zone, trying to keep the ball from getting inside. In the corner, Javian. Now at the point, Kyle will dribble in to the baseline. Carlos dribbles across. Pumpback leans in, puts it up. Whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Carlos Paul. Offensive foul for hooking the defender with his left arm. First foul on Carlos Paul. 11:57 to play. 46-42. Raiders basketball, left side Alexander. They can't get Edison off the screen. Now in the left corner, back to Edison at the left point, to the free throw line. Double team, walk with the basketball. He skidded to the stop. By the time he stopped, he had traveled with the ball. Turnover on the Raiders is their 12th on the night. Grizzlies have 13. So that's an even stat. 46-42, pretty close game, too. Kenan Peebles out, J.B. Downey. Kyle Germany now on the left side to Kenan. Kamari Vincent now on the right side to the point, left side. Kenan Peebles, hook pass to the point, Javian with 9 on the shot clock. Bounce pass inside, Kyle Germany had it, lost it, tied up, jump ball, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. He was trying everything he could to get the ball to Carlos Paul. So it should be Grizzly basketball. Probably underneath. 11:13 to play in this basketball game. It's been purely a half-court game. That's the score. Checking elbows, making sure no one's bleeding over here. And it turns out JV and Downey is bleeding, so he'll have to come out. Lucas Prola will come in. So Lucas will take Javian's spot for now. Grizzly basketball on the baseline. Inbound play, Lucas on a catch in the corner, dribbles out to the point. Three ball by Germany is up, no good. Rebound goes long to the corner. It's saved there from going out of bounds by Kyle Edison. 46-42, Raiders come back from right to left in the black. Edison to the left point, keeps the dribble, looks to the right. Now crossover, pulls up, double team back out to Moran. Bullet pass underneath, caught by White, left quarter shot for three is way off the mark. Grizzlies get it. Lucas Prola with it in the front court. Hesitation dribble, takes it in. Left-hand scoop layup is good. What a move. The Porto Alegre Brazil native. Well, a little showtime move there, and that's some of what we were hoping to see a lot more of this year. 46-44, trapped underneath, D.J. Prater goes up, got blocked, he shoots and scores, and a foul on the play. Well, I guess the moral of that story is you're going to foul him good. D.J. Prater with his first basket of the night, and Kenan Peebles will pick up his third foul. Riley Whitaker will come in for Kendon. Urji Hunami is in the ball game. Free throw is no good. Rebound to Urji Hunami. In the front court, right side to the point, left wing. Urji Hunami in the corner. Lucas shoots the three, and it's no good. Ball will be batted around, tipped out of bounds, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. Still not shooting the ball real well, but the effort is there. We just need the execution now. Riley Whitaker will throw it in. The Calico Rock Zebra right in front of the Grizzly bench. Here's the inbound play out to Lucas Prola. 20 on the shot clock. Lucas dribbles through all the way, kicks it across, now at the point, to the right wing. Whitaker to the baseline. Turnaround jump shot is no good by Kyle Germany. He rushed that one a little bit. Under the 10-minute mark, so a timeout on the next whistle. Right point, Sellers back to the ball game now for the Raiders with the right elbow. Moran. Raheem Moran faces up against Kimwimba, goes up, kicks it to the far left corner. Deep corner, shot for a three, no good, hit side of the backboard. Grizzlies on the rim with a three on two break. Bounce it up to Hunami, lays it up, no good, but he got fouled, he'll shoot two. Urji Hunami, the freshman from Windsor, Ontario. And we get timeout on the court. 9:27 to play in the second half. The Grizzlies trail by 4, 48-44. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY. 9 minutes, 27 seconds to go in the ball game. In that overtime game here, if I recall correctly, the Grizzlies had to overcome a pretty good deficit. We're able to send it to overtime, and it looked like we had the game won. With a one-point lead, the Raiders had the ball with about 6 seconds to go. And with 1 second left, Caleb Young made a little shot from about 12 feet straight on. As time ran out, that was the ball game. Urji Hunami at the free throw line. The Grizzlies have shot 6 free throws tonight. We've made 4. But the first one up short, no good. At least one here would make it a one possession game. And good. 48-45. Raiders with the ball. Front court, Robert Alexander. Fahim Moran. Now Alexander passes to the little block inside out. Left quarter pass. Open shot for a 3. No good. Rebound Urji Hunami for the Grizzlies. A 3 would tie it. Over on the right side, Lucas Prolo. Left point pass back to Lucas on the right side. Crossover dribble, penetrates, kicks it inside out. Kyle Germany penetrates a floater from 12 feet. No good. And the ball rebounded by Anthony Sellers for 3 Rivers. 8:40 to go. Still a lot of time left. Right corner, here's a pull-up for a 2, and that's good. That was Kyle Edison. That's only his second field goal of the night. Right side, Urji with it. Kyle Germany. Here's a 3. Good by Riley Whitaker. He raises up from the left wing and drills one from deep. Big shot. Makes it a 2-point game now, 50-48. Sellers will drive. Kicks it out in left corner. Pull-up shot from 12 feet. No good. Rebound Grizzlies. Kyle Germany with it, and a 2 would tie, a 3 for the lead. Left corner, Lucas got the 3 in the air. Good! We're ahead by 1. Lucas Prola drills it from the left corner for 3. It's 51-50 Grizzlies. Left side now, top of the circle. Crossover penetration by Thomas. Left-hand scoop layup, no good. Kumwimba with a rebound up the middle of the floor. Here's Kyle Germany all the way in. Left-hand layup is good. 53-50 Grizzlies. It's the Little Bulldog night here at the Civic Center. Here's the drive whistle. Ooh, a blocking foul is going to be the call on Riley Whitaker, who looked like he may have had position, but he may have been inside that semicircle under the basket. Riley Whitaker with his first foul, 7:18 to play in the game, 53-50. Grizzlies trying to break this 11-game losing streak tonight. Free throw shooter is Anthony Sellers. First try is good. And the subs will come in, 3 of them for the Grizzlies. Davian Downey, Kendon Peebles, and Carlos Paul, Riley Whitaker, Kyle Germany, and Lionel Kumwimba will go out. All right, 7:18 to go, 2-point game, 53-51. Next try, good. Raiders won their last game. They beat Jefferson College by 1. That was at Hillsboro. Inside, here's a spin move. Ball taken away from behind. Take it away from Carlos Paul. Turnover the 3rd and a half on the Grizzlies. Fahim Moran feeds it back to Sellers with a head of steam. Steps in, shoots it off the board. Good. And now the Raiders back in front by 1. 54-53, 3 Rivers. Urji Hunami. Perlin nearly stolen out front by Demetrius White. Boy, he's quick. Lucas has it. To the left corner, Kendon Peebles. Goes baseline, cut off. Now feeds it underneath, bad pass stolen. Pass up ahead on the break. 2-on-1, right hand layup, no good. Put back is good by Kyle Edison. Now 3-point lead, 56-53. 6:14 to go. Left side, Urji Hunami will hand it to Kendon Peebles. Lucas Prola with a screen, goes right. Steps back, shoots the three, and it's in and out. Bad break, rebounded by the Raiders, Kyle Edison. 5:52 to go. 56-53, Raiders with the ball in the lead. Moran steps all the way through and cuts it, and he got fouled on the play. Well, there's the play of the night right there. Moran showed his length, showed a little quickness, a little burst, got to the rim, dunked it, got fouled. That's a big play. That makes it a five-point game and a three-point play possibility. And let's see, that's the fourth foul on Kendon Peebles. So Fahim Moran has 8 points. Not been real good at the free throw line, but he'll get one more. Here it is, and good. 59-53. Well, just we blinked. We were ahead by one. Actually, ahead by three. Now, 59-53. Down by six. Kyle Germany with it. Free throw, top of the circle. Two ball, no good. Ball is tipped, and it will go out of bounds. Last touch by Lionel Kimwemba. And back to Three Rivers. Getting down to interesting time. Fahim Moran, right corner. White takes it in, now kicks it out. Moran shoots a three, no good. Rebound will be tipped out of bounds by the Raiders. Grizzly ball with 5:07 to go. Up the floor comes Kyle Germany with 5:05 left. We need to start getting some buckets. Here's a long three by Whitaker. No good. Rebound to Kamuimba, left corner. Javian Downey, wide open for three. That's good. Javian with nine, and we get a whistle. And evidently, Lionel may have got hit in the mouth again, if that's the case. Those stitches may have broke. So he has to come out of the basketball game. That's a very bad break. He got that cut in his lip at Moberly, reopened it against State Fair the other day. And it looks like maybe again here tonight. Yep. 59-56. Raiders balls on the right side. Here's a drive in the paint. Pull-up shot. Tough shot off the board. No good. Tipped over. Picked up by Kamari Vincent off the miss by Robert Alexander. A three would tie it. Javian inside out in the corner. Here's Whitaker for three. No good. Rebound Javian Downey. Outside Germany. Drives the lane. Kicks it out to the corner. Kamari Vincent on the dribble. He's pressured there by Alexander. Out to Germany. 12 on the shot clock. Left corner, Javian's got the hot hand, goes baseline. He is fouled on the drive by Caleb Young. First foul on Caleb, and 4:04 to play, 59-56. Grizzlies will sub in. Lucas Prola in for Kyle Germany. Inbound underneath. Javian Downey on the inbound pass. Gets it in to Carlos Paul. Goes in strong right here in reverse. Up and good by Carlos. It's a one-point game, 59-58. Fahim Moran out front. On the right side now. Pull-up shot for a quick three. That's off the mark. Rebounded by Lucas Prola. Grizzlies can take the lead with a two. Lucas Prola brings it up the left side with the left hand. Keeps the dribble. Now moves it out front. Moves the other side. Gets it to Javian Downey. Javian has it on the left sideline. Shot clock at 10. High pick and roll to the right. Cuts over the top all the way to the hole. Puts it up. Blocked out of bounds. What a heck of a play that time. And Javian caught the ball as it was swatted in the air out of bounds. And that's going to be off the Grizzlies. A really good block on the play by Edison. Or that may have been Caleb Young. I'm not sure. But whoever got it made a really good play. And now the Raiders have it back with 3:12 to go and counting, 59-58. Backboard cut. Sellers goes up. Had it stripped away and stolen. TGF has the basketball. TGF in the middle. Bounce pass. Great feed underneath and a dunk by Carlos Paul. And the Grizzlies take the lead by one, 60-59. Great assist by Trayon Grant Foster as he found Carlos Paul wide open underneath for the lay-in. And the Grizzlies with the one-point lead, timeout on the floor with 2:55 to go in the second half. The Grizzlies lead at 60-59. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. Will this be the night the Grizzlies get in the win column? They lead it by one, 60-59. This game is back underway with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go. Three Rivers basketball. Out high, Demetrius White gets it over to Caleb Young, puts it on the floor, dribbles in, leans in, shoots it off the back iron, won't go. High in the air for the rebound. Trayon Grant Foster and the Grizzlies come back from left to right. Kamari Vincent out front. Lucas Prola over on the wing. Trayon Grant Foster has it. Gives it to Kamari. 12 on the shot clock. High screen. Lucas drives in all the way. Right hand. Left hand layup is good. What a burst that time by Lucas Prola. He has 7. 62-59. Still a possession game. Charles out front over to Sellers. He dribbles down, pulls up, shoots a 2, and it's good. And a timeout by the Raiders. 2:02 to play in the ball game. MSU West Plains with a 1-point lead, 62-61. And back in 1 minute on two seconds to go. Both teams are in the limit, so a foul will mean free throws for either side. It's 1-1 right now. Lucas Prola will throw the ball inbound to the backcourt. Looks like Three Rivers will pick up full court. Get it into Kyle Germany now. Back over to Lucas. He brings the ball up the floor. 62-61. TGF. Left point. Gets it over to Lucas. He'll trigger whatever's going to happen from here on. Out high, top of the circle. Wraparound pass, left elbow. TGF dribbles down. Gets trapped. Kicks it outside. 5 seconds to go on the shot clock. Lob it over the top. Carlos with a catch. Pump fake. No good. But a foul on the play with 1:32 to go. Well, we give Trayon some credit there. He got trapped down on the right square and really nowhere to go with it. But he had to get rid of it, and he did a good job of getting the ball back out on the perimeter to give the Grizzlies a chance to get something up to the rim. 62-61 is the score. The Grizzlies lead by one. We haven't shot many free throws tonight. The Grizzlies are 5 out of 10. Nope, that is incorrect. We are 5 out of 8. We had some perspiration on the floor, so Trayon was down cleaning it up. So when we go back to play, Anthony Sellers has picked up his first foul for the Raiders. Carlos Paul, who's had a Carlos Paul kind of game tonight. He's got 13 points. First try of 2 is good. 14 for the 6'5 sophomore from Southfield, Michigan, and Kendon Peebles checks in for the Grizzlies. He'll come in for Kamari Vincent. So it's Lucas Prola, Kyle Germany, Carlos Paul, Trayon Grant Foster, and Kendon Peebles right now for the Grizzlies. And good. 3-point game. Boy, if you could get a stop right here, that would really be nice. Lucas Prola out there talking to teammate Kendon Peebles. Here we go. Grizzlies go back to it. Looks like a zone. At the point, to the right side, we match up. Lionel Kamwimba back in the game. Step back, Young gets in the lane. Stops, leans in, got away with a walk. Follow away jumper, back iron, and good. Boy, that Young, he's made so many shots like that against us. 64-63, it hit the rim three times and went in, or at least twice. Timeout called by the Grizzlies. 103 to play. And whatever happens, you would have to think that Lucas Prola and Kyle Germany will have their hands on the ball for the most part. Timeout, 103 to play in the ball game. The Grizzlies lead by one, 64-63. And we're back in a minute on KDY. 64-63, Grizzly basketball in the front court. They lead it by one. There's a minute three to go. Both teams are over the limit on the foul situation. Here we go on the inbound play at midcourt. Javian Downey has it. Goes left, gets it to Lucas Prola, drives the baseline, goes up, hangs, and shoots and scores! Lucas has 10. Left sideline now. 66-63. Grizzlies need a stop here. 43 seconds. Pass underneath. Here's a catch and shoot good by Demetrius White. 66-65, 38 seconds to play, 28 on the shot clock. Timeout Grizzlies with 32.6 to play and 23 on the shot clock possession. Grizzlies lead at 66-65. We'll go ahead and keep it here during the timeout. Boy, we've seen some things here tonight. And I think we have seen, unfortunately, what could have been with Lucas Prola playing the point for this basketball team. He's made a world of difference tonight. I said he has 10 points. He has 9 points, all in the second half. Passed the ball well. And whatever happens here again, it's going to probably start with Lucas Prola having the ball in his hand. He is left-handed, and he is working, has worked exclusively on the left side of the floor. And so if Three Rivers allows him any operating space, on the allows him to go to his left, that is a huge advantage for Lucas. And the kid is an excellent free-throw shooter, so if he gets fouled, that's all right. That's what you would probably anticipate here is ultimately there's a 9 seconds difference on the game clock, shot clock. It usually, in this kind of case, results in a foul, but we'll see. Here's the inbound play. Javian Downey will take it to the midcourt line to Germany. 20 on the shot clock. Grizzlies up by one. Javian Downey on the right sideline popping out. Lucas Prola, there he is with the basketball, guarded by Caleb Young. Lucas goes left, now cuts back the other way, keeps the dribble, drives in, penetrates, wrap around pass, and there's a layup good by Carlos Paul with 13.8 to go. Grizzlies by 3, and another timeout. And again, Lucas Prola helps create the bucket. And a timeout on the floor, 13.2 to play in the second half. The Grizzlies lead Three Rivers 68-65. Back in 30 seconds on KDY. 13.8 to play in the second half. The Grizzlies have rallied from down 5.5 to lead this game by 3 with 13.8 seconds to go. You have to contest the 3-point shot, but don't foul the 3-point shot. If you're going to foul, go ahead and give a foul because it would just be a 1-1 and the lead is 3. Lucas Prola checking with everybody, making sure everybody's where they should be. Here we go on the inbound pass. Fahim Moran in the front court has it at the point. Long three for the tie. No good. Rebound to the Grizzlies. Kayon Grant Foster with 4.6 to play, and he'll shoot the 1-1. I think when you haven't won in a while, you might appreciate it a little bit more. Kyle Edison's third foul. It's 1-1. Grizzlies by 3. Trayon could seal it. 1-1. First try is in the air, and it is no good. Rebounded by the Raiders, and they take a quick timeout. 3.7 seconds to play. Like Full and Hempstead, 3.7 to go in the ball game. Is this going to be more than likely a full timeout? So a 1 minute timeout. Let's go ahead and keep it here. Our next ball game here on the radio won't be until a week from tonight. And that'll be from Moberly here on KDY. The Grizzlies will play the Greyhounds one more time. And then a week from tomorrow, we'll have the first game for the Zizzer boys in district competition at Marshfield in Class 5, District 6. They'll play the Willard Tigers, who last night beat Republic by 14 points, which is a jaw-dropping development. It'll be the second time West Plains has played Willard this season. And then the Grizzlies will be at Sedalia to play State Fair a week from Saturday. 3.7 seconds to play. The Grizzlies will come out of the timeout defensively with Trayon Grant Foster, Kenyon Peebles, Urji Hunami, Kyle Germany, and Lionel Kimwimba. You don't want them to throw the ball to midcourt. Make them throw it in front of you in the backcourt. Here we go. Here we go. That's it. Here we go with a dribble. Here Edison drives and drives and shoots and kicks it to the right corner. No, he did not get the shot away in time. Ball game over. Nope. Grizzlies win it. 68-65. To break the losing streak here at the Civic Center tonight in front of a delighted group. Great job by the Grizzlies. Played so well in the second half and pull out a 3-point win. That takes us to our post game and our Don Zito service. Player of the game. Jared Bay with his 400th career win tonight. Good for him. And he'll get a few hugs from Carlos and Kyle. That's great stuff. So he'll come up here and join us. And we'll get the lowdown on how good he's feeling right now. Probably pretty good. There he is. He snuck in up here. Jared Bay, congratulations. 400 is a big number. Good job.
Thank you. I was starting to think it was a curse, Arlen, as long as the stretch went. But I'm just proud of the guys tonight for, you know, battling. And they've been working hard, and they deserve a win. So I'm really proud of them.
You know, this was such a good win, and to win it the way you did. And I tell you all the time, I'm not very smart at this stuff, but something tells me that we saw tonight what we've been missing and needing all year.
Yeah, you know, there's just times where you feel like we're not in sync. Lucas hit some big shots, and you kind of see what he can do there, and he's getting more and more comfortable. We're going to keep at it. We're running out of time, but we definitely are capable of doing big things.
It's something, the difference that a true point guard can make. He really took the game over in the last 5 minutes.
He did. You know, he's got that basketball IQ. He's played basketball over the world, and it was really good to have him there. You know, even things defensively that aren't going to show him the stat sheets, he was kind of fixing out there, but he was big for us.
And one other person to mention, well, first of all, Carlos Paul had 17, but he was just a horse inside tonight, wasn't he?
He was, and Lionel, too. You know, those guys work hard, play hard. And unfortunately, Lionel took another shot. I don't know if he's got to go to the ER again. We took a week off from him, but, you know, those guys are warriors. They're going to go out there and battle every night.
And another kid that I think probably should get some credit. He had a couple turnovers tonight, but I thought Trayon Grant Foster made a few really big plays. made a good pass or two and played very unselfish tonight.
Very, and big-time rebounds, too. That was the main thing. And, you know, we've been talking about Jalen as a team, and part of it is being unselfish. And even before he got in there, he's over there on the bench cheering. Los actually scored a bucket that was Trayon kind of telling him what cut to do, and he's just very engaged in the game.
So the pace of the game, it wasn't a fast pace. It's a half-court game, and it seems like a lot of the region games this year have been this kind of game.
Yeah, none of us have any secrets as much as we want to practice something new. We all know what everyone's doing, and we were both mixing up defenses quite a bit tonight, so it kept both of us out of rhythm offensively a little bit.
Somebody just texted me a message, said, boy, Lucas makes a world of difference.
He sure does, especially clutch time there.
We still got two games to go, and we'll play a week, next Wednesday at Moberly, and then we'll be playing a week from Saturday at State Fair.
Yep.
It'll be interesting having, you know, a point guard, true point guard in your lineup really for the first time against a team like Moberly. If you can keep the game close and get late in the game, you always have a chance.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, you're seeing all these scores in our region. You know, State Fair can beat anybody. Anyone can beat anybody. And we'll keep at it, but we'll go up there and battle.
All right, go party. Thank
all
you.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations. All right, so the Grizzlies win the game by a final of 68-65. They do it on the strength of a 17.9 by Carlos Paul. And he is our leading scorer for the ball game, 11 points for Kyle Germany. But our Don's Auto Service player of the game has to be Lucas Prola. 9 points, controlled the game, late in the going, took good care of the basketball. And Lucas Prola from Porto Alegre, Brazil, is our Don's Auto Service player of the game for the first time this season. 17 for Carlos Paul. Why don't we just make them co-players of the game, because Carlos was fantastic. He had 17 points, 11 for Kyle Germany, 9 points for JV and Downey, 7 for Lionel Kamwimba. They got 5 points from Erji Hanami, 4 points from Trayon Grant Foster. But in some ways, Trayon had his best game of the season tonight. 3 points for Riley Whitaker. Three Rivers led by two players with 16 each, Anthony Sellers and Caleb Young. The Grizzlies' turnover count was pretty big again tonight with 16, but Three Rivers had their own problems. They had 14. Grizzlies trailed by 5 at the half. They win by 3 in the end by a final of 68-65. 9th win of the season, and for Coach Jared Fay, career win number 400. Really something. Congratulations to Jared. So the Grizzlies now are off until a week from tonight when we'll play at Moberly, and our next basketball broadcast will be that one, and then it'll be district basketball with the Zizzers. So what a great night, 68-65. MSU West Plains picks up the win over Three Rivers. Hey, if we're going to have to break an 11-game losing streak, Three Rivers is the team to do it against. Final 68-65, Grizzlies winners tonight, and for Drew Joyce and Jasmine back in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison saying good night from Section 106 at the WP.